It's a Monday. That means every single Monday, we are officially recapping a Sister Wives show. We're going back to the beginning while we wait for the end, folks, which honestly, at this rate, because of the popularity, as I say, every single week will not be until probably 2029. They've got five more seasons in them, guys. So buckle up. I am rewatching. You know, I jumped on board. I've always said this from the start. I was a late bloomer. I jumped on board the Sister Wives train probably a couple years ago, definitely season 17, 18, probably season 16, three years ago. So I am obsessed with this show. New listener, new viewer, hello, who dis? Okay, it's me. So I have been going back and watching, and I'm almost done season one. We're going to move on to season two very quickly here. And last night I watched Sister Wives season one, episode 8, the Sister Wives special with Natalie Morales with NBC, who I now believe I think does Entertainment News. I cannot knock Natalie Morales because, like, she's a queen, you know, she's a queen. She's a nationally known reporter. This girl has worked her way up on the Today Show to, what is exactly is our queen doing now? Is she doing Dateline? Is she doing like Access Hollywood? What does Natalie Morales, what is Natalie Morales's current gig? She's a journalist. Like, she has put in her time, all right? Oh, she's on CBS News now? Natalie Morales is the CBS News correspondent and 48 Hours contributor based in L.A. I got to get this woman on my show. So she hosts this hour-long special. Now, I'm going to be honest. This is a bit of a shock to the system, 40 minutes. After we had all season long 20-minute divine delicious episodes to sit down for 40 was a bit dreadful, but I did it for us. So, you know, the entire thing is looking at the seven prior episodes and recapping, just like we have the one-on-one specials. Now, of course, back in season one, everybody sat together. Everyone was in the same room. Everyone was joyous. I will say for my girl Natalie, because I didn't want to knock her, but it sounds very Dateline-esque, okay? It does sound like a Today Show special that they're setting up, where they often do these things in news, these voiceovers. So you're watching the family and Natalie's saying, fans are wondering if the Sister Wives are going to be taking on a fifth wife. We sat down with Robin to find out more. You know, it's very, the whole thing is, it seems very newsy to me, all right? Also, the entire family seems very starstruck by her. I would be too. In 2010, when this went down, Natalie Morales was even more the shit. So I'm sure that there was a level of they couldn't believe it. I had to chuckle. They start the episode and they're like, Sister Wives has taken over America. And they're in Times Square, right? We're Times Square. You know. I mean, a guy dressed as Spider-Man's a star. You know, everybody goes there and everybody gets their picture taken with someone. Okay, characters. The Naked Cowboy was famous there. So they go and they've swept America. And then they're in Times Square and like three people are coming up to them wanting photos. All right, I'm like, really? They swept America in season one? Okay. And then we go to the sit down with them and we get right into it, right? So we sit down with Natalie and they have a special and, you know, we hear like, you know, Cody and Robin start talking about their lives. Now, initially, Cody shows a lot of humility in this episode. You know, he says that he comes to the table with Natalie and Natalie's like, so explain to America, you know, are you just like a chick magnet? And he's like, absolutely not. I get schooled by these women every single day. I'm the only people I have control of in the house is the kids. These women run me all over. They tell me what to do. And I love it. I mean, the guy, there's like a huge level of humility. A lot different than season 18 when Cody has wanted to delegate Mary to the barn dominium. Can't even look at Mary in the eye anymore. Talks about his sacred covenant with Robin, where he's basically like, you promised in our sacred covenant that if I wasn't into you, we would leave each other. I mean, he's making deals and, I mean, working things and angles. I mean, he can't even look at Christine. Janelle, only at that Mexican restaurant where they have a few chips and they hate each other. So super humility. And in this episode, what I thought kind of took over is they all seem so starstruck with Natalie that they don't get into, and again, it's only season one, so I guess this makes sense, but they really fluff and brush over all issues. And they're like, everything's cool. Specifically, I'm talking about when Natalie gets to the part of saying to them, so talk to me about the wedding dress drama. You know, Christine, you stopped production. You got up. You said, I need a moment. Why was that so upsetting? And Christine really doesn't reveal anything new. She says, well, you know, I needed a moment. I was very overwhelmed in that particular part of my life. And, you know, but I came back around and we love Robin. And in fact, Robin makes us cool. You know, the kids love Robin. And so things are all good. So you don't really get any insight per se. Now, what I did think was really tragic, especially in light of everything that we know now has happened with Garrison Brown's tragic passing. Natalie, in this eerie clip, right, asks Janelle and says, what do you worry about? What do you guys worry about in putting your family on reality TV? And Janelle says, the children. I worry about the kids. And we have taken extra precautions to talk to the kids, to try to get the kids to understand, you know, the show. And you do have to wonder, you know, with anybody in the public eye, you have to have such a thick skin. I mean, I look at my comments, read my reviews, look at my comments. You know, there aren't a lot of happy customers, all right? And then can you imagine being the actual sister wives family? Now, again, it's like the Britney Spears thing. I always say if Britney wants people to leave her alone, she would delete her Instagram and go live in Montana. And she would have a very quiet life. They also get they're all addicted to it because there's huge endorsements and money opportunities. And you make a fortune, big head, a fortune from Cameo. You're in your kitchen and suddenly you've made $2,000 in a day off giving people birthday shout outs. Fuck. Yes. Yes. So that was a very eerie and sad moment, I thought. Then Mary, they talk about how she might want to actually leave Cody, which again is so fascinating to me, okay? It already appears 14 years ago, from the beginning, Mary wanted to leave, okay? Things had not been good in 20 years of marriage. Like, she's over it. And I give these women even more credit going back and watching season one, because how they stayed is shocking to me when there were already cracks when we start filming. Now, I will say this. There's also a very, I will say, fortuitous moment, or not really fortuitous, but I want to ask you guys, you dieharders, if you think Cody would threaten the women, because there's an interesting part that Natalie gets to at the end, but I want to go in sequence here. You know, they make this very Dateline special, as I said. That's not just Natalie. It's the way it was edited. I'm so fascinated how TLC didn't bring in any of their own talent at this point, but to like do these kind of sister wives specials. But they hire Natalie. And Natalie does a very emotional kind of discussion with Mary about fertility. We hear more about that. Mary's still at the spot. She's not going to continue IVF. If it works, it works. And we also learn, of course, if you didn't already know it, but we knew it, that Janelle and Mary have this interesting tie, which was Janelle, for a brief period of time, was married to Mary's brother, who, P.S., just passed away in this past year, okay? So they were briefly married. They also talk about their money issues. I found that to be super relatable, that they have to cut coupons. Their health insurance was an issue. Cody was so worried with his employer about telling them that he was a polygamist, that when Madison's emergency appendix surgery happened, they had to pay out of pocket. And it was an entire year's salary. I mean, they really are scraping together money at this point on the show. I mean, it's a far cry from what they're at now. I mean, you could see why they would stay on TV. You want to go back to living like that, or are we going to sell some Plexus tea and we're living large? And launching the Patreons, the subscriber outlets that the kids have. Unbelievable. And this is what I found revealing and fascinating. We also hear more about why there was such a huge age gap, time gap, I guess, as to why Cody didn't take on a fourth wife for 16 years. Now, if you're talking to my husband, Schman, he would say three's enough. Schman thinks one's enough, all right? One is overwhelming. So three? I think the Codemeister had his hands full for 3 years, or for 16 years. But Natalie does push him a little bit on that. Like, why so long? And I thought this was fascinating. They were very defensive in that, well, look, this isn't like, Cody's like, I'm not out chick hunting. You know, I'm not, this isn't just like I walk into a place and I'm like, she's gorgeous. I'm taking her home. Like, it's very, I would assume too, because it's at this point still considered, I guess, somewhat illegal. I mean, it was illegal in 2010. They were never prosecuted, even though we talk about that on the special. However, so I'm assuming they have to be low key, right? Because polygamy is not widely accepted everywhere. Maybe it's illegal. So they can't just approach any woman. They have to have a woman that they know is familiar with the culture to some degree. Okay. So, you know, they have said they courted other women in this 16 years, but nobody stuck until they meet Robin. Mary's kind of the matchmaker. She introduces Robin and Cody. And Cody says that when he first met Robin, he had the ick factor about her. The ick factor. What? Is anyone, does anyone buy that? I guess that is truthful, right? He seems quite truthful at this point. And Robin quickly speaks up and says, yeah, he had the ick factor because I was divorced and I had children and it was perfectly fine. Like, he had the right to pump the brakes. I thought that was fascinating because I kind of thought that Cody was smitten at first sight. And on this first season, he says when he goes out on one of the big dates with Robin that he's like so nervous, he can't calm down. And Christine looks at him, and I thought this was a sad moment because I think it was the moment that Christine and some of the other women realize, like, he's madly in love with her. And Christine's like, oh my God, you're like lovesick. That's why you're in love. That's why you feel this way. So I was curious that he admitted that he sort of had this ick factor toward Robin. Christine says that Robin brought coolness to the family. I already said this to you guys, and that Robin then kind of pipes in and has a little solo shot, and she says, you know what, we're still adjusting. And Robin sort of subtly inserts the adjustment is in the fact that Robin doesn't live in the same house as them. She lives down the street, and she's now also fighting for time with Cody and says, I really need time with you. It's like an episode of The Bachelor, I swear to God. Dayton, she also announces. Now, I think this was, I don't remember hearing this earlier in the season. So she talks about Dayton having Asperger's. Robin does, her son. Has Asperger's, very well accepted by the family, by friends. But, you know, she does say that he comes with some challenges. So I feel like that's the first time in that season that we heard that. But certainly you guys will let me know if I'm incorrect there. Before we get on to the really good questions, which they held for the end, which is, are they open to a fifth wife? And again, I've said it. I think that Cody and Robin will potentially look for another wife. I know I'm on an island. Nobody believes this, but Robin's answer, I'll tell you about that coming up, which is why I'm sticking to my guns. Let's thank a sponsor, You Natural. Hello, You Natural. I am on a journey to have another healthy baby. And You Natural is known for their thousands of five-star reviews on their Conception for Her and Conception for Him. What is it? It's a fertility aid supplement. Now, of course, we can't make any promises, but go and read some of the incredible five-star reviews. If you don't ovulate on time, if you don't have a period consistently, Conception for Her by You Natural, which is spelled EUNatural.com. It's on Amazon as well, because you're going to use code FRASER20 to get 20% off your entire order, is a supplement that has had a lot of success for people. I am currently taking it. It's very easy to take. Love it. Kind of has a nice vanilla smell, which is different. Most multivitamins smell like vitamin-y. This actually doesn't. And my husband's taking the Conception for Him. So we'll see how it goes. But You Natural, you can order on Amazon. How easy is that? You can. Most of you guys probably are Amazon Prime members, so you get free shipping and you get 20% off your order. Amazon, and type in EU Natural with the code FRASER20 for 20% off. Got to thank my guy, Dr. Will Neem at Horizon Fibroids. Ladies, if you have fibroids and you live in the DC region, there's only one place you need to go, horizonfibroids.com. They accept almost all insurance. You can make an appointment on their website, and you can check and see if Dr. Will Neem, who is a top fibroid doctor in the country, accepts your insurance. Fibroids can cause infertility, heavy periods, long periods, painful sex, so many side effects. And even some women that have severe fibroids are getting blood transfusions and iron transfusions because it depletes your body so badly. Don't do that. Uterine fibroid embolization is a low downtime surgical procedure that Dr. Will Neem has been performing for over a decade. It's been around for more than two decades, and it can actually end your fibroid pain and your fibroids. But you need to see him. Of course, every case is different. Go to horizonfibroids.com. Tell him the Sarah Fraser Show sent you. Hero Breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at hero.co. How ironic. I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller-driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcast, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy. All right, Robin is then asked, would the family take on a fifth wife? And Robin says, oh, we're open to it. We're open to it. This is why I tell you guys, Robin loves living the polygamous lifestyle. Now, season 19 has been thrown into a tailspin. With everything, may he rest in peace with Garrison Brown's passing. Okay? So I bet they're reshooting things. The whole trajectory has changed. I'm sure they're having internal TLC meetings. Okay? However, season 20, mark my words, even if it's staged for TV, those two are going to court somebody. And, you know, the rumor is they were in Mexico anyway, filming. And it might be actually on season 19 that they courted somebody in Mexico, but she wasn't down. Robin loves the polygamy life, says she's open to a fifth wife. I think the biggest thing I take away from this entire season and episode is how different the tone is of this show than it is today. I mean, the tone of this show is so, you know, upbeat, happy. Everybody's supportive of one another. There's low drama. Fast forward to season 18. Woo, we get drama. And then Natalie asks Cody in his one-on-one, so tell me, you know, what do you think? Any misconceptions about the show? You think the show got you right? And he says, I'm much more dramatic. You know, I'm much more dramatic. I'm a party boy with my girls in real life. I want to have a good time. I want things to go well. It's like, can you see him as a party boy in real life? Where's that part of him now? Then the show says, and then we find out, which we didn't know, and we get more of this, I am told, and I've read in season 2, but Mary Brown is actually fired from her mental health job over the show. Excuse me? Now, they say on this special with Natalie that it's over the show. Allegedly, it's because they were outed as polygamists once they did this show. We also find out that Lehi, Utah opened an investigation around the Brown family, which is just insane when you fast forward to now. It's like, are you kidding? I think they got major crimes that they're prosecuting instead of this. But at the time, they opened an investigation. No one had been prosecuted in years, or maybe even ever. I can't remember what the special said, for polygamy. And, of course, in the state of Utah, so many people do participate in it. They'd be looking for everybody. And also, you know, their lawyer comes up on the show. They see themselves as cohabitating, so it would be hard to maybe prove, like, are they – I mean, now they've been on the show and they admit that they are. But, you know, so the lawyer's kind of trying to argue. And they argue, I think, in a way, like, hey, leave us alone. We like this lifestyle. We're not hurting anybody. We're not telling anybody they have to live this way. This works for us. We love it. We try to be good, upstanding citizens. Obviously, they were coached by their attorney before they did this special, and I like the answer. And then Natalie wraps it up by asking, how do they feel about the tabloids? And Cody and Mary make a big stink. They go, oh, the tabloids are always saying that Mary's leaving. Well, they were 14 years. I mean, in a way, they were almost psychic. They were 14 years early, but here we are. So, you know, Cody goes, oh, I read the tabloids. They all say they read the tabloids to find out who they're leaving. I can tell you this one thing. When I'm famous and I have a talk show, I'm not reading one fucking tabloid. I don't give a shite. I do not care what people write about me. I do not care. You think I have time to go through most of my comments? I like constructive criticism. When people email me and they go, you know what? Too many commercials. I don't like the commercial here. By the way, I think you should have on more guests. Love when you did this. I didn't. I go, okay, that's a person that really cares. And of course, you know, I mean, how many times do you do that? I love the Kardashians. I love Bill Maher. You think I'm writing to Bill and saying, hey, I think you should do X, Y, or Z. I enjoy Bill for what he says. And then sometimes I don't agree with him. Juicy scoop with my girl Heather McDonald. Do you think I'm writing Heather, telling her what to do with her show? No, I do like some of your constructive criticism, though. I do. So you can keep it coming. But I'm just saying, they admit that they're reading all the tabloids. They're obsessed with themselves to a bit in this special. And I'm like, guys, I wonder if you're still doing that today. This is the thing, though, that I want to know from you diehards, which I thought was a little dark. And the only dark part about this special is Natalie asks Cody, are the women free to leave you? And Cody says, oh, yeah, absolutely. I just move them next door. They'd have custody of the kids. And I just work extra hard to help support them. And, yeah, they can leave and at any time. But, you know, that made me think, because there were cracks in their marriages clearly from this season one. Did they have a fear that Cody, because Christine didn't have a job until a few years ago, you know, as an influencer. I mean, I don't know Mary's, now obviously we know LuLaRoe, Mary owns her mother's bed and breakfast now, but I mean, and Mary looks for another job in season two, we know that's coming. But I mean, you know, aside from Janelle, did they feel as though, like, where were they going? They didn't have the money, they didn't have, you know, where could they go? Would he make their life difficult? Would he try to take the kids? Is that why they all stayed until now all the kids are grown, so there's nothing to argue about? Or do we feel like Cody, back then when he was like, oh, no, you guys can have the kids, that was a sign? I don't know. You can weigh in more. All right. Lots of stuff on the Sarah Fraser show. If you missed it, last night, Quiet on Set, another update from the Quiet on Set documentary dropped on ID, Discovery ID. So I am re-releasing my Drake Bell interview. If you didn't hear it the first time, it is up. I got the exclusive interview with actor, Nickelodeon star Drake Bell from Drake and Josh and The Amanda Show. And there's some new updates about that special. So those are on with the interview in its entirety if you want to jump on and listen to that. Schman joins the podcast tomorrow, TLC Talk on Wednesday. I got a Vanderpump Rules recap coming for y'all on Thursday. And woo, 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 special guest on Friday. Stay tuned. All right, love y'all. Bye, everybody.